Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. What do events in Syria mean for neighboring Israel? We'll take a closer look at that today. Then the light of the gospel reaches prison inmates in Malawi thanks to a new partner with World Missionary Press. We'll tell you what's happening in just a moment. We'll begin today in the Middle East, where after the fall of Assad's government in Syria to rebel forces, Israel has carried out successive strikes along the Syrian coast. The strikes have targeted missile warehouses and supposed chemical weapons depots. Israeli officials say it's to keep military equipment out of the hands of the rebel extremists. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association tells us,
Israel looks at this as a prime opportunity to secure its future. And now, without having to get in a brutal, drawn-out combat, Israel is clearing out anything that could remain on the Syrian side as a threat.
Israel is still fighting on multiple fronts with Hezbollah and Hamas, and the people of Israel have known over 400 days of war. Mock says he reached out to SGA-supported churches in Israel. Despite the regional tensions, faithful Israeli believers are persisting in ministry.
There's always this constant cloud of fear of what's going to happen. Are there rockets coming from the north? Are there rockets coming from the south? Are there rockets coming from Yemen? Are there rockets coming from Syria or even Iran? But in the middle of it, there's a tremendous amount of peace knowing that God continues to be at work.
This Christmas, pray Israelis and Syrians know peace that comes from Jesus. Meanwhile,
through the crises, the evangelical church is standing up boldly, crossing ethnic boundaries to help other people, and then also lovingly sharing the gospel message with others.
Pierre Hosni with Horizons International speaks to us from Lebanon, where the events in neighboring Syria are daily felt. He says believers have two options amid ongoing chaos.
Either we hide in our homes or we just keep pressing on and keep moving and do whatever we can accomplish.
Despite regional volatility, Hosni says Lebanese people appreciate the Christmas season and recognize that it brings a Christian message.
Even though there's a lot of Muslims, you know, it's the predominantly Muslim population, there is more awareness that this is about Jesus, I feel. And it's interesting because a lot of Muslims even put up Christmas trees because they like the whole Christmas feeling culturally, even though they know that it is a Christian holiday.
Horizons recently hosted an event in Beirut where Christian vendors sold handcrafts.
And we're inviting just the community to come in and celebrate Christmas together.
Please pray that Lebanese Christians would see continued opportunity to share the gospel this season. And finally, a new partner with World Missionary Press is spreading God's word in some of the darkest places in Malawi. Now, prisons in this South African nation are known for overcrowding and violence. But Helen Williams with WMP says their new local partner has forged a positive relationship with prison officials. They visited the Zomba and Damasi prisons this year, where they shared worship songs and teaching, plus WMP scripture booklets. At one prison, 210 inmates accepted Christ.
When they were all finished there, the authorities that had let them come in and shared said, "You're welcome to any prison in Malawi to reach out and win souls because your help is urgently needed where the inmates are desperate to get a hold of God's word."
Talk about an open door. Malawi has 23 district prisons and other facilities with over 16,000 people.
My understanding from the communication we're getting is that they are establishing Bible studies in these prisons, which their team members will help monitor. They will be recurring trips.
Pray for this growing work in Malawi, that God will call more people out of darkness into the light of Jesus.
This is a time to really take advantage, if we will, of the ministries that are there, that are willing to go. Pray that the Lord would send the harvesters, bless them, and use his word to establish a strong work for the gospel in Malawi.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.